Welcome to the Aquatic Nursery. Here we grow young sea animals and also young scientists. This is where our student scientists in training work under the guidance of CMA's professional staff to raise marine organisms. The exhibits in this area are always changing as students conduct research projects. The Aquatic Nursery is divided into four areas. Did you notice the banners? You are at the first area, the aquaculture kitchen. The colorful tubes in front of you contain the live food that we feed to our many young animals. Please proceed to your left to start your tour.
Aquaculture is important in raising animals for food. In the Growing for Food exhibits, there are many examples how we raise animals for human food. Did you know there are abalone farms that raise these snails for our food? Aquaculture is one way to reduce fishing pressure and replenish wild stocks.
Please continue to the next banner, Aquaculture for Species Survival. Many species of animals are threatened, so we are working to determine how to grow them in the lab. The white abalone is listed as an endangered species, and without our help may become extinct. CMA is fortunate to have this species on exhibit. Future student projects may help in raising abalone for reintroduction to our local waters.
The Pacific seahorse is another animal in serious trouble. Look around the nursery for our lab-raised seahorses. Though they may appear horse-like, seahorses are actually fish. In recent years, these delicate animals have experienced dramatic population declines. Did you know the father seahorse actually carries the female's eggs in his pouch and gives birth to the hatchlings?
Please proceed around the corner to the next banner, Research for Teaching, Sharing, and Science. To your left are strange-looking aquaria. These cone-shaped tanks are specially designed for raising larval fish. In 1998, CMA students successfully hatched a few Garibaldi eggs collected from a nest discovered off Cabrillo Beach. Since then, many broods of Garibaldi have been raised at CMA. Specimens raised in captivity are shared with other public aquariums, reducing the number of fish taken from the wild. In 2010, the Cabrillo Marine Aquarium received the Edward H. Bean Award for Significant Achievement from the Association of Zoos and Aquariums for its propagation program of Garibaldi fish.
Up ahead to your left are other specialized tanks for raising sea jellies. Sea jellies cannot swim well. The currents in these tanks keep them from falling to the bottom. In 1999, the CMA pioneered the laboratory culture and growth of the black sea nettle. Although these particular jellies are infrequently seen, they are popular display animals in aquariums.
Look at the exhibit panel behind you and to the right. We use California grunion to learn scientific techniques. Each spring and summer since 1998, CMA training programs have taught students and volunteer researchers how grunion reproduce. These volunteer scientists oversee the in vitro fertilization, the incubation, and hatching of the eggs in a controlled and lab environment. Look carefully and maybe you can see larval grunion living in one of the tanks. Ask a staff member to find out more.
Research at the Cabrillo Marine Aquarium is hands-on, fun, and challenging. It is science at its finest. Please make your way to the end of the hall and back out into the courtyard.